You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
I need your peace. I ask you for peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. Oh, glory to God. And last week we talked about how sometimes it's hard to function around people that don't have peace. At least the enemy want us to think that it's hard to function around people that don't have peace. But a lot of times, we're letting them control the atmosphere. We're allowing the enemy to determine the spiritual climate or the atmosphere. Oh, glory to God. And so we were letting the people know you have the ability to create an atmosphere that's conducive to life. Come on, an atmosphere that's peaceful. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap off of that. Amen. Amen. How many remember when Jesus, the Bible says that he arose and rebuked the wind and the storm. Amen, somebody. He said, peace, be still. I look, and a lot of times we rather fight each other, oh, glory to God, than fight to keep the peace. Okay, I'm going to say that again. People would rather fight each other than fight to keep the peace. Oh, glory to God. There has been many a times when I've told my wife, I said, hey, you know, let's just fight to keep the peace. Come on. You know, sometimes a little temporary fight to keep the peace is go a long way.
Amen.
Okay. You say, well, what do you mean about that? Me turning and rebuking the devil. How many know that Jesus said, peace be still.
Yes.
And sometimes when you see a storm brewing, you don't have to, you know, get drawn into it and wait for it to break into a big fight to start praying. Sometimes you can just say, peace. Somebody say, be still.
Be still.
Be still at the beginning of it. Amen. You can call for the peace. Somebody say, of God.
Of God.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, anyways, we were talking about these things on last week. We were talking about how that sometimes people are looking peaceful on the outside, but really on the inside, they have storms brewing on the inside of them. You could be smiling, laughing, giggling, and I'm just backtracking a little bit because I'm going to move forward from here, but I want everybody to have an idea of where we're going and what we're talking about. Oh, glory to God. And so, because we talked about the God of peace, we talked about Jesus and how Jesus even got on the back of a donkey that no man had ever ridden. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but if you get on a donkey's back and nobody's ever ridden him or broken him. Come on, how many know he's going to be doing a lot of kicking? Come on, he's going to kick you off. He's going to try to kick you. He's going to try to kick you in the head. Oh, glory to God. But here is the Lord of peace, the God of peace. Come on. Oh, glory to God. My God gets on a donkey that no man has ever ridden, and the donkey was what? At peace. It's showing that you have the ability, oh, glory to God, to establish peace even in folks around you. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, the Lord has left me peace.
The Lord has left me
peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, if you don't have any peace, maybe you're not asking for it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tell somebody it belongs to you. Oh, glory to God. And we even talked about Jairus and how Jairus got an evil report. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes some things will come to do what? To disturb your peace. Amen. Amen, somebody.
Right.
Oh, glory to God. And so anyways, let's move forward. Oh, glory to God. Today we're going to be talking about thoughts have power. I'm going to say that again. Your thoughts have power. I know you've never probably heard that before, probably never seen it before. Oh, glory to God. But I'm going to give you some scripture to back it up. Tell somebody, my thoughts have power. Oh, glory to God. Go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. I'm just going to glory. All right. And so your thoughts have power. Everybody got Ephesians 3 and 20? The Bible says that the Lord is able to do abundantly beyond all that you ask or think. Amen, somebody. The Lord is able to do abundantly beyond all that you ask or think. So it seems to me that it's very important what you're walking around or sitting around thinking about, because if the Lord is able to do abundantly beyond what I'm asking or thinking, oh, glory to God, maybe I need to be thinking the right thoughts.
My God.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. That means that, guess what? If my thoughts are lining up with God's word, oh, glory to God, God can move off of my thoughts.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
So I got to be careful what I'm thinking. Amen, somebody. Amen. Oh, glory to God. All right. All right, and so the Lord tells somebody, the Lord takes into account what you're thinking.
Wow.
The Lord had me writing this stuff down. I was like, my God, some of the stuff I was hearing it for the first time. All right. Let me say this. You have a spirit, soul, and body. Somebody say, I have a spirit, soul, and body. But we must begin to realize that the spirit man or the soulish man plays a vital part. Amen. Your soulless man plays a vital part in your... All right. Go to Proverbs 23 and 7. Proverbs 23 and 7. Or just write it down. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, oh, glory to God, so is he. Look at this now. As a man thinketh, what are you sitting around thinking about? The Bible says, whatever you're thinking, how you think, determines, woo, glory to God.
What you are.
Who you are. Oh, glory to God. My God. So in other words, your thinking has the ability to dictate or control your life. Okay. Look at your neighbor and point to him and say, "You got a free will." We're people. God has given us a free will.
Yes.
And so, if the Lord has given us a free will, you know, as a matter of fact, He's given us a free will, and a lot of people use that free will not to come to church. All across America. Amen. People use that free will to do other things. I want to go fishing. I want to go get on my boat. Oh, glory to God. I want to, you know, and so God has given us a free will. And so that lets me know that you can choose or decide what you want to keep and what you want to get rid of concerning your thoughts.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Woo, I don't know if y'all got that. You can make the choice You're looking for somebody to come up in your head and make the choice for you. No, you can decide, because you got a free will, what you want to keep or what you want to get rid of concerning your thoughts.
Yes.
So if you got crazy thoughts, come on, somebody. You don't have to sit around. As a matter of fact, the problem is that sometimes we're owning them. Somebody told me, somebody told me one day how, you know, they keep hearing these crazy thoughts and such, and I'm like, everybody hear crazy thoughts every once in a while. I mean, to know that you have the ability to pull them down.
Yes,
come on, somebody.
Yes,
to tell them to get up and get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
I was walking around in the house, and a crazy thought came to my head, you know, glory to God, about a fearful thought. And I said, get out of my house in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Get out of my house and don't come back.
Don't come back. Amen.
Come on. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Because that's the problem. We're not talking back. We're not, and we dealt with that concerning peace. The enemy has our mouth sealed shut. Come on, somebody. We won't talk back. When the devil came after Jesus, Jesus said something back. The problem is that the devil is taking advantage of people with sealed mouths.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, all right. We talk back to everybody else. Talk back to each other. Talk back on our jobs. Oh, glory to God. But we won't talk back to the devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I got a free will. I got a free will, and I can choose what I'm going to entertain in my mind. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. All right. Because I want to ask you this. Why are people deciding to keep bad thoughts? Yeah, bah, 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 bah. If you got a free will, why are you deciding to hang on to bad thoughts? Why are you deciding to hang on to the past? Come on. The Holy Spirit preaching better than a lot of us are saying amen. Why are we deciding to hang on to negative thoughts? Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Chaotic thoughts that can cause worry, loss of sleep, anxiety, and stress.
My God.
Ooh, we hang on to that type of stuff, don't we? We just... My God, oh glory to God. If some of you all know that that's hanging out up there, tell them to get out and go in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. Pack your bags.
Yes.
Oh glory to God.
Yes.
People losing sleep. Hallelujah. How many know that's not good for your body? Anxiety is not good for your body.
Wow.
Stress is not good for your body. Losing sleep is not, it's bad. Somebody say it's bad for your health. Oh, glory to God. All right, are y'all getting this?
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. How many remember when Biden was running for presidency and he kept saying these particular words, we are battling for the soul of America. My God, up in Zion. I know I ain't going to get too many amens from Democrats. Oh, glory to God. But he said, we are battling for the soul. In other words, he was saying, we're battling for your mind.
Amen.
And some people ate it up. And they cheering for it. Didn't even know what he was saying. He was giving you their playbook. Glory to God.
Wow.
He was saying, this is our playbook. He handed you the playbook. This is what we're going to do. We're going to battle for your mind. Glory to God. Amen. Walls, carpet, lights, ceiling. Amen. I get amen from something.
Amen.
Amen.
Because they know, let me show you something. Because they know if they can control your thinking, they can control you. And so people were all excited. Yes, we're battling for the mind. Okay, all right, yeah, they were coming after your mind. For the soul of America, they were coming after your mind. This is why the U.S. is oppressed now and don't even know it. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Brainwashing. Oh, glory to God. Brainwashing the people.
Wow.
They wash away what you believe and install new beliefs. Oh, glory to God.
Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Bah, bah, bah. I said they're washing away what you believe. They're washing away what the body of Christ is supposed to be believing. Glory to God. All right. All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. glory to God. And brainwashing you into believing that right is wrong and wrong is right. All right. All right. And Satan, let me show you something, because some of these folks are they all out for doing what the enemy wants them to do, what the devil wants them to do, because the devil knows that, guess what? Oh, glory to God. It'll bring judgment. God eventually is going to have to judge sin.
Yes,
oh, glory to God. And so guess what? You see, this nation is on a fast path to sin. Ah, glory. I mean, to judgment. My fault. To judgment. Oh, glory to God. I mean, it's been on YouTube, and you see where they have taken about 50 news channels, and they put them all in one frame, and they showing all of these news commentators saying the same exact thing. Oh, glory to God. Same idea. Who passed these notes around that you got all of these different news channels saying the same exact thing? Who is the person? Okay, all right. Ooh-wee. Let me say this here. Look at the narrative, the news narratives that are going around. There's no way in the world that my wife could be in California and I can be in Florida. Oh, glory to God. And we decided to do a commercial and say the same exact thing to the T. Oh, glory to God. And then they put all of their voices together. So you got 50 news channels, and they're saying it the same exact way. What's going on here? Brainwashing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brainwashing.
Yeah.
Brainwashing. Oh, glory to God. My God, up in Zion.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So it's obvious that someone or something is trying to control the way you think about something or someone. I'm going to say that again. It's obvious that someone or something is trying to control the way you think about something or someone. Okay. All right. They use the television. Let me say it the way Apostle Cynthia said it. Tell lie vision to do it. Okay. Anybody getting anything out of this? But the Bible says in Philippians 2, verse 5, let the mind that is in Christ Jesus be in you. Oh, glory to God. Point to your mind and say, let the mind that's in Christ Jesus be in me. Have you ever asked yourself, well, what is the mind of Christ Jesus? What's in Christ Jesus' mind? What is in Christ Jesus' mind? Has anybody ever asked themselves that? How does he think? What is he thinking about? Come on, what kind of thoughts are rolling through his head? Oh, glory to God. We got any people that want to raise your hand right quick or just shout it out? What is the mind of Christ Jesus? What kind of mind would you say Christ Jesus have? Holiness, righteousness. There you go.
Peace.
There you go.
Love.
Love. There you go.
Understanding,
there you go.
Wisdom,
there you go.
Patience,
there you go. See, a lot of this sounds like the fruit of the Spirit.
Yep.
Woo, glory to God. You want to see what type of mind that Christ had? Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Go to the book, I believe it's Galatians, and read about the fruits of the Spirit.
Amen.
Woo, which is love. Oh, glory to God. Holiness, righteousness. I'm adding holiness. Patience, temperance. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. No temper tantrums. Oh, glory to God. Self-control, generosity. Hallelujah. Faithfulness, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness. Do you see these type of things operating in your life?
No, sir.
Because we as leaders, we get a whole lot of prayer requests. All right. We get a whole lot of prayer requests. People are, you know, I need prayer for healing. I need prayer for, you know, finances. I need prayer for, you know, this family member. So how come it's amazing that a lot of times people don't ask you to pray for them that the fruits of the Spirit will manifest in their lives? Uh-oh. Oh, glory to God. I heard a person say this week, they said, that they get angry easily and have a problem with anger. Come on. And it was a blessing that the person was able to confess. And I kind of knew it, you know, but I, you know, oh, glory to God, I kind of knew that when I heard the person say it. And so anyways, I told him, I said that pray for self-control and also pray for temperance. Amen. Come on. What is that? That's the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
Self-control. Some of us in the body of Christ, we don't have a lot of self-control. Okay, all right. I'm going to just look up at. Come on, we go from 0 to 100 in a heartbeat.
Yes.
Some of us don't have temperance. Jesus was not temperamental. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. He didn't go off on you and stuff because he wasn't having his way. Mm. All right, I got to thinking about sometimes people want a wife or want a husband. Oh, glory to God. But if the Lord was to send them, hallelujah, they chase him away. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, all right. Why? Because of the temperance, because of temper tantrums and the anger.
Yes,
okay, all right. Because sometimes he's like, man, why that person's handsome, pretty or whatever, and they got a good job, they're well-dressed, come on. Well, you know, why are they single? Sometimes you're wondering why are people single. Oh, glory to God. That's some of the reason why people are single. Oh, glory to God. And so we need to grow up. Somebody say we need to grow up in this area. We need to add this to our prayer list. Oh, glory to God. We got a lot of stuff on our prayer list. Add that to your prayer list. Look at your neighbor and say, add that to your prayer list.
Amen.
See, we're dealing with the mind. Come on. Come on, we're dealing with the mind. The mind has a lot, you know, oh, glory to God. Me and Pastor Ray was talking, and I said, yeah, because sometimes we were bringing people are coming to the church, and guess what? Then attitudes, all kinds of stuff is chasing people out. Oh, glory to God. I remember when two families, we were over on US-1, two families left at the same time. Two big families. I was like, what the world is going on? And so I called the two big families that then got into and the kids had a little spat.
Yeah.
Come on. And so the kids had a little spat. And so guess what? Both families left at the same time. I mean, no, that's the trick of the devil.
Yeah.
That's the trick of the devil. You cannot, you mean to tell me that you can't, you won't leave your job if you don't like somebody. You'll keep on going to that job and working that job.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. But guess what? You get up and walk out of God's house because, you know, your kid got into something with another kid. Let's go to Isaiah 26:3. The Bible says you keep him, and this can also be a woman, him, it can be a her, in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. It's pretty much letting me know that if my mind is stayed on the Lord, the things of God, I'll have peace.
Yeah.
Isaiah 43:18 says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Some people's minds are traumatized from the past.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say, Lord, heal my mind. Heal my soul. Come on, somebody. God is into healing minds and souls. Sometimes we have not because we ask not. Come on. You can try to do it. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. You know, sometimes people have brain injuries from car accidents and stuff like this, and they can go in and they're trying to get their thoughts back. Ask God. Come on. Include God. Oh, glory to God. We look in the Bible and we see God restoring minds. Some people's minds are traumatized from the past. How many know that when your mind is traumatized from past events, it plays a part in your decision making today? Okay, all right. I didn't get but one amen off of that, so I'm going to say that again. When your mind has been traumatized from your past, it plays a part in your decision making today.
Yeah.
All right. All right. If you've got some major failures in your past, you might be reluctant to step out in faith and to do something big. Because guess what? You can't get past your past. You're stuck in the past. You remember your failures from the past. Also, someone go to Psalms 19 and 14, Proverbs 3 and 5, Psalms 19 and 14. I'm going to start with Psalms 19 and 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. How many know that even though it started off talking about the words of the mouth, how many know what's going on in your heart determines what's coming out of your mouth? And so what are you meditating on that's going to be coming out of your mouth? If your words are acceptable in God's sight, it's because what you're meditating on is acceptable in God's sight. Come on. Oh, glory to God.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that again. If your words are acceptable, that means that what's going on in your mind is acceptable. But if your words are not acceptable, then what's going on in your mind is not acceptable. If you're, hold on, let me say, I want to make sure. If your words aren't acceptable, then what's going on in your mind is not acceptable. Okay. All right. Are y'all getting this? Proverbs 3 and 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Do not lean on your own understanding. Come here, Minister Al, stand right there. Pastor Teresa, come stand right beside him. Okay. Minister Al is going to be, he's going to represent your understanding. And Teresa represents the mind, and I'm just going to be a little picture of God, okay? I'm not God, but I'm going to represent God in this demonstration, all right? Now, so I want you to lean, put some weight on him, all right? Put some real weight on him. Sometimes people are going back and forth. See, you see how she's leaning on me now?
Yeah.
Then she lean on her own understanding. Now she's leaning on me,
yeah.
Then she lean on her understanding.
Yeah.
Some folks ain't even trying to lean on God. They just all the way over there. Somebody say, on their own, leaning on their own understanding. Amen. God is over here and they're just leaning. They got their mind made up. I'm going to do it my way. Amen, somebody. Did y'all get that?
That's it.
Kick him out of here. Get rid of him. Oh, glory to God.
Hello and welcome everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your
Praise
copy
the Lord.
Today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218. Or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there.
Welcome
God bless.
To Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent. Glad you're here for today's Bible question and the answer from John. During Jesus' earthly ministry, he repeatedly warned people to prepare for his return. In Matthew 24, he prophesied about future events that will signal his return. One defining event described in Matthew 24:15, it's called the